Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Praise to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago. I love that. Luke chapter 1, verses 68, 69, and 70. Hello, friend, and welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. That's right, it's Thursday, December the 20th, 2012, and we are less than 5 days away until Christmas. Wow, how did that happen? I mean, I just remember, you know, we were enjoying summer vacation, seemed like it was just last week, and here we are about to celebrate Christmas. This is going by way too quickly, but regardless, friend, I pray that you are enjoying the sights and the sounds and the scents of Christmas right here on Great News Radio, as we play, of course, wall-to-wall Christmas music for most of our programming. The news these days have just been so, I guess, so down, just with everything, with this whole Connecticut school shooting that happened last Friday, and it's kind of hard to turn on the TV and watch the news these days, especially the last week. It's been very difficult. You know, my wife has kind of been affected by just everything that happened and just that school shooting there in Connecticut, to where we have to turn off the TV. You know, it's not putting our head in the sand, but there's just so much that, you know, we can take, because I believe it relates to so, so many people. You know, when I found out the news on Friday, I was heartbroken, but it really connected for me. I think it was just a couple of days after, when the news channels started showing pictures of these little kids. And that's where I just started crying. And my heart was broken for these families who will not have their little son or their little daughter come home. And I know so many of us can relate to that, because we want to hug our kids and our grandkids a little bit tighter now after hearing that news on Friday. And man, my heart just goes out to those families, and my prayers as well. And I saw something in the news that was kind of encouraging in the midst of all of that. One of a father of one of the young little girls, I think she was 6 years old, who perished in that terrible event. He was on, I think it was on CNN, and he expressed his love and support to those other families, but also he's extending forgiveness to the shooter. The father of this young girl who was just 6 years old, who was massacred in this terrible event, extending forgiveness to the individual who did this to his daughter. Wow. Talk about loving your enemies to a whole new level, huh? Unbelievable. So we need to be praying for those individuals, and we also need to be praying for the local church there in Connecticut, for them to step up, be the church, and show them the love of Jesus Christ and provide for them that hope that you and I have as believers in the Lord, that hope for them, and provide that hope, share that love of Jesus so they can come to knowledge of him. So we need to be praying for that local church there in Connecticut for the weeks and many, many months to come, that they will plant many, many seeds that God himself will water. Amen and amen. Well, friend, there is a special, unique opportunity for you coming up in March. Now, you think, okay, March is just a few months away. I'll listen to what you're going to say here in the next few weeks, because March is, that's still time away. But March is only about 3 months away. No joke, less than 3 months away. For a special Israel trip. It's a 12-day trip planned for March 2nd through the 13th. It will include a special service project several special service projects, along with touring some of the biblical sites throughout the country in Israel. Now, this is a special mission/humanitarians trip to go to Israel. So if you've ever wanted to make a difference for the kingdom of God, this is a great opportunity to do so. And if you've ever wanted to go visit the places that you read about in the New Testament and in the Old Testament, this is a great opportunity to do so as well. In fact, I got to know an individual who lives in Israel. He and I have been doing some work together a little bit over the internet. Don't you just love you can do so much over the internet these days? I love it. But I was telling him that I was reading a little bit about Samson, and it was just so funny. He told me, yes, we live not too far from where Samson was from. I'm like, that is just unbelievable. This is so neat. So you have that same option of visiting those areas that we read about over and over again, visiting the empty tomb, visiting the garden. Oh, so neat. So you can be part of this special 12-day trip planned March 2nd through the 13th, 2013, less than 3 months away. There's a application that you can fill out through our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or you can just give us a call at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, or if you're in the great state of Indiana, just give us a call toll-free, 1-888-333-9466 for the special Israel trip coming up in early March. Well, I got a special letter here from a young lady on how to make happy birthday Jesus cake. Yes, we'll take a look at that letter right after this Christmas song right here in the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. I love this song. It's God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Hello there. I'm the Friends part. It's Joey Kroll. Yes, it's Thursday, of course, December the 20th, 2012. And from time to time, I always enjoy hearing from you either through email or through mail. And I actually got a really neat letter here from Sylvia, and she doesn't have an address listed on the envelope, but I believe based on looking at the postmark, she's from Indiana. So Sylvia from Indiana, I got your letter. She says, hey, I really enjoy your program so much on Mark and Friends on Thursdays. I heard that you say that you and your family always bake a birthday cake for Jesus. Yes, absolutely. We did not have a chance to do that yet, which we have a few days away until Christmas, so we need to hurry up on that. But yeah, we normally make a birthday cake for Jesus' birthday, you know, just for our kids, Tim and Hannah. Tim's 10, Hannah's about to be 7, so they kind of need to really grow up and understand that, you know what, this is about celebrating Jesus coming as a man and dying for our sins. So I think I mentioned that a couple of weeks ago, but she also says, hey, we do that also, and she kind of gave a couple of ideas on how to create a happy birthday Jesus cake. This is really neat. She says, use chocolate cake, because the chocolate cake represents our sins. Okay, I like that. She also says, you use white icing if possible, because that represents Jesus making our hearts clean as white as snow. I love that. Way to go. She says, also, if possible, use a star on the cake. The star represents the star shown to the shepherds where Jesus was laying in the manger, which is really cool. She also says, use 12 lit candles. New ones, old ones, big ones, small ones. Use red candles if possible. Of course, the red candles represents the blood shed from Jesus for our sins. But if you use 12, it reminds us that we are to shine our light 12 months a year. I love that. And she says, also, if you use the different sizes in candles, that represents that Jesus loves us all no matter what we look like. Oh, praise God. This is going to be turning into a sermon here, Sylvia. I love it. And then she also says, use some green frosting along the sides around the cake, which represents Jesus will give us eternal life, and it actually represents something living and growing. Oh, I love it. Sylvia, thank you so much for your letter here today on how to create a happy birthday Jesus cake. What a blessing. So I don't know if you and your family have ever done a birthday cake for Jesus, but like I said, our family's been doing it for a couple of years now, and we actually sing Happy Birthday Jesus. So speaking of Happy Birthday Jesus, this is the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. I love this song. It's called Happy Birthday Jesus. cute little song, the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and Happy Birthday Jesus, right here on Great News Radio. This is Michael W. Smith. now one of those songs that you hear just this time of the year, Christmas music from Michael W. Smith, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Hello there, friend. It's Joey Kroll on this 20th day of December 2012. I know less than 5 days away until Christmas. And I just found out that the Harlem Globetrotters are coming back to the U of I Assembly Hall in Champaign on January the 10th, and our good friends, you may have heard of them, the Singing Men of GNN. Yeah, they're going to be opening up with the national anthem before the game, and there are some discounted tickets for you available right now as a discount of $7 off per ticket, which is a pretty good discount, I do have to say. Just call Rose if you want to get a hold of some of those tickets. 217-333-5404. Again, that's 217-333-5404. Well, friend, it was great to catch up with you again today. And don't forget Mr. Mark Burns sitting in this chair tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, friend, Merry Christmas. And remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.